Medical illustrator Burke Cox says reactions to his profession are pretty predictable.
Most people react to the work that I do with it. Ew!
But the illustration he's working on now, a delicate watercolor of the anatomy of the neck, isn't at all graphic.
What we're looking at is the side of a human neck. Visible are the ear and the jaw.
The painting is an intricate tangle of muscles and tendons, rendered with careful brush strokes in a burnt golden color.
You got to get good brushes and good paper, because a good watercolor brush can make a line as thin as you want.
Cox clutches his tiny paintbrush as he sits at a massive table in his Mount Airy basement.
My studio, to use the term roughly.
His workspace is half drawing table, half computer desk. A jumble of paintbrushes, pencils, and erasers sit to his right. A computer and three different printers are across from him. When he's done with this drawing, he'll scan it into his computer and add a layer of fine detail and labels before sending it to his client. A shelf of anatomy textbooks cover one wall, a skeleton hangs not far away, and another sits crumpled in a box.
Oh, the bones. Bones. That's the bone box. There's arms, legs, feet, hands.
And skulls. Cox specializes in head and neck illustrations.
The most interesting skull that I have is this one, which comes apart. It's very handy for doing head and neck work because I can display only as much as I want to show of the interior of the skull.
Burke Cox fell into medical illustration by accident in his 20s. He was working for a researcher at a scientific institute in Portland, Oregon.
He needed illustrations, and he had a couple on his wall. I took a look at them and said I could do them. When I did something to show him as an example, he said, "You got the job."
Cox had taken art classes since he was a boy, but when he went to a liberal arts college, his path took a turn.
I wanted to do something that demanded rigor in academia rather than simply being able to draw. That was why I sort of broke away from where I'd been going all that time and decided to major in English.
In Portland, he found a career that combined the academic study of anatomy and pathology with drawing. By that point, though, he had 4 years of catch-up art and science classes and a master's program ahead of him. He says his passion for drawing kept him going.
I knew I could do it. You know, as long as there was daylight, I could keep on drawing.
More than 30 years later, he's still drawing. He mostly produces anatomical illustrations for medical journals and textbooks, but he particularly likes something he does less often, working with medical device companies to draw new inventions.
I found that I like being at the sort of the thin end of the wedge as far as science and development of ideas are concerned. I like being part of that whole system.
Years ago, Cox drew the lap band, the device now widely used in bariatric surgeries.
There's an old saying in engineering and in sculpture, if you can draw it, you can build it. And that's why they put me to work on it.
I'm Carolyn Beeler, WHYY News.